meeting order, call the roll.
Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Malani?
Here.
Trustee Campus?
Here.
Trustee Reardon?
Here.
Trustee Radojewski?
Here.
Mayor Pecow?
Here.
Please rise for the pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, that wasn't so bad. Thank you.
First agenda item is approval of the minutes.
Mr. Mayor? I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Committee of the Whole of September 16th, 2024.
Second.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Campus?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Radojewski?
Aye.
Mayor Pecow?
Aye.
Do we have any non-scheduled citizens and visitors for agenda-specific public comment?
Is there anybody here to speak on agenda-specific items? Okay.
Next on the agenda, holiday lighting services.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Malani?
Move to recommend to the Village Board to approve amending the current contract with Artistic Holiday Design LLC to exercise the option to extend the contract for two additional years for 2025 and 2026, and increase the contract by $286,375.68 for holiday lighting services for two additional years for 2025 and 2026 for a new not to exceed contract total of $708,965.28.
Second.
Trustee.
Any comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Campus?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Radojewski?
Aye.
Mayor Pecow?
Aye.
Next item, Village of Orland Park Village Hall generator fence.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Reardon?
I move to recommend to the Village Board approve the Plan Commission recommended action for case number 2024-0612, also known as Village of Orland Park Village Hall generator fence, and recommend approving a certificate of appropriateness.
Second.
Are there any comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Radojewski?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Campus?
Aye.
Mayor Pecow?
Aye.
Item 294, application fees and fees per square foot.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Katsinas?
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve amendment to Title V, Building and Chapter 2, Building Permits and Fees of the Village Code.
Second.
Any comments?
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Campus?
So I know we've been back and forth on this a few times, guys. To start, I do not have an issue with delineating an application fee as an upfront payment that goes towards the balance of a permit fee. That makes sense. And I believe as a separate matter, we would likely pass it. I would have liked to have had more time with the comparison with other municipalities. The numbers that were provided, were they considering where we would be at or where we are today?
That's where we are today.
Okay, and then also, while I know we looked at online for information from our nearest neighbors of comparable size, namely being Tinley Park, I would have liked to have seen information as well in making this determination, as theirs would seem the most relevant for us. That said, I wasn't thrilled to see us where we're at on the list, so maybe other municipalities are way behind on their own updates. That might be the Occam's razor on this, but it'd be good to know when they were updated last in those communities. Comparisons also did not include the rates, whether square footage or otherwise, for building permits on new construction. This is probably the most important one to me in considering this. Those are the largest of the fees, so I definitely want to see that prior to voting on it. And then the last part for my notes was based on the prior discussion, I believe that section 5-2-7-1-1 should be rewritten for clarity. And as it happens, the attachment to the ordinance is written differently between the Committee of the Whole and the Board of Trustee meeting attachments on this. And the most clear language I saw was actually written in the legislation text, where it says $1.70 per square foot for the first 2,000 square feet and 50 cents per square foot for each additional square foot of 2,001 square feet or greater. Should the board decide to move forward with these numbers, I'd make a motion to amend the language just to match the legislation text, because I think as written, it's a little confusing.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
I'm actually not comfortable making a decision on this tonight because I unfortunately didn't get the information regarding the fees until, 5:54 when I sat down and checked my email, because it was sent out at almost 4 o'clock. So I'd like more time on this, actually.
Any other comments? Well, based on those comments, I'll entertain a motion to table.
So moved.
Second.
Any comments on the motion to table? Call the roll.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Kampas?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Mayor Pekow?
Aye.
Any non-scheduled any visitors for public comment on items relevant to public business that are not on the agenda?
Yeah, we have one signed up. So a reminder to anyone who comes up and speaks, you have 3 minutes to speak. And that's all you have to speak. The board, don't ask questions of the board. We're not here to debate you or have an engagement with you. If the board so chooses to answer after your 3 minutes, it's their time to speak. Don't interrupt them. Keep no comments from the audience, no yelling, clapping, etc. from the audience. This is a business meeting and we'll conduct it as such. We have someone named Jimmy. So please state your full name for the record as well.
You can call me good citizen. How you doing, Keith? I stand before you to address some pressing concerns about our leadership and the direction that our village is headed under Mayor Keith Pekow. These issues affect not only our community's integrity, but also the values we hold dear. I want to first go on what happened last meeting, a recent incident where a grandmother was here to talk about a park for her grandchild. And Keith not only dismissed her concerns, started banging his little gavel at him. A grandmother talking about a park. How embarrassing for Kevin McCarthy to come out to Orland Park to endorse this man and then get ousted as the Speaker of the House immediately after. Isn't that funny, guys? And then furthermore, on that note, why exactly are you going for a laughable tax grab that is annexing part of Orland Park for more tax money? And this is one of the things that concerns me the most. I grew up in Orland Park, and what happened a couple months ago, where Mayor Pekow not only dismissed, but he walked out of this room like a coward, Arab Americans who are in here advocating for Waris about the ongoing genocide in Palestine. His response telling them to go back to their country is not only disrespectful, but also undermines the very essence of our democratic values. The Arab community embodies love, generosity, and compassion. Growing up in Orland, I have been welcomed time and time again as a member of their family. Our village should be a place where all voices can be heard, where we stand in solidarity with those who seek justice rather than silencing them. We must promote dialogue and understanding, not division. And finally, I draw some concerns about who you accept your money from. You accepted just under $3,000 from a company called AB Material Testing Labs. The owner and proprietor of AB Material Testing Labs is Jim Adamack, my father. Jim Adamack is the disgraced mayor of Posen who stole money from the village to build a house for his hooker girlfriend while my mother was pregnant with me. You didn't take a look on who you were taking money from, Keith? If you're going to take money from a former mayor that had to serve prison time, why shouldn't people be worried about you? Ladies and gentlemen, stop sucking up to this man. He's a coward and a loser.
You have 15 seconds.
You're a coward and a loser.
Thank you for your comments. Is there anybody else here that wishes to speak?
Yes, Mayor.
Again, you have 3 minutes, and please state your name and also what you're talking about, because you didn't sign in, so.
Yeah, I apologize for that, Mayor. My name is Jim Olguin. I'm the attorney for Dr. Doug Herzog. He's the owner of 14567 South 82nd Avenue, which is the subject of...
That's an agenda item for the next board meeting?
Correct. It's on the agenda for the following board meeting. Mm-hmm. But the reason I just want to address you is just to, at this point in time, just to give you a little bit of time to hear our concerns, and I will be available until the next meeting if any of you have
the appropriate
any questions.
Time. If you're going to talk about next meeting's board agenda items, the appropriate time to do that would be at the next agenda at the next meeting.
If that's your preference, Mayor, I can do that.
I guess you're free to speak, but that would be the appropriate time.
Yeah, Mayor, if you wouldn't mind, it might abbreviate my comments at the following meeting. As I mentioned, I represent Doug. His property is at 1456 South 82nd Street. The parcel is approximately 4.5 acres in size and is set back over 600 feet from the roadway. It's currently improved with a single family home. There's a creek that runs through it. It's very heavily wooded. And there's also a bridge on his property. And because of those particular unique characteristics of this property, the annexation and possible having to be required to hook up to sewer and water is a significant concern to my client. He has been obviously repeatedly told by the village that the village is not going to be requiring the property to hook up to sewer and water provided the facilities are currently operating and continue to operate. However, because obviously board members change, staff changes, we wanted to have those particular promises, not just verbal, but also written. We were provided with a memorandum of agreement that was intended to reflect or to address those concerns. We responded with our comments fairly quickly after receiving it. And the memorandum of agreement ended up doing a lot more than just those concerns. It ended up placing additional obligations against the property, including a blanket utility easement over the entire property, obligations for potential public improvements sometime in the future. And so we made comments. And in your quick facts that you receive as part of your board agenda indicated that we were never able to come to terms on those agreement or on the provisions of that agreement. However, what I must indicate, it's a little misleading what you have in those quick facts, because at no point in time did we ever get a specific response to any concerns on the changes that we requested. The only response that we received was that the village is unwilling to consider any substantive revisions to the memorandum of understanding. Now, that might be acceptable if the agreement that was being proposed was a reasonable one. But the way that the agreement is structured, all the obligations, the utility easement, the additional monetary encumbrances, those run in perpetuity. They last on the property forever. However, the concern about being forced to hook up, that is only temporary. If my client either transfers the property to his family or he puts it up for sale and tries to sell it, the agreement can be terminated by the village unless the village goes ahead and approves an extension. That means if we had to find a buyer, we got to come back to the village, take whatever time it takes to get the village to reapprove that agreement. And our buyer would have to do that when it comes time for them to sell. And that puts a financial negative pressure on the property. So what we are requesting is that that matter, when it comes up, be continued so you all can review that memorandum of agreement. There is no attorney I respect more than Ken Fricker, and I'm sure we can come to an agreement as to the terms, but we just want the board to give some direction to the staff.
Thank you for your comments.
So thank you.
Anybody else here to speak? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Call roll.
Trustee Campos.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. We're adjourned. See you at